This is Radio African Voice News, your global link.
Government distances itself from South Africa's probe into Lungu's remains. SAZ dismisses claims of secret election mission to Tanzania, and suspected carbon monoxide leak kills at least 30 miners in Nigeria, witnesses say. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamano. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwembo has distanced the Zambian government from the decision by South African authorities to conduct an investigation on the remains of former President Edgar Lungu in connection with alleged poisoning claims. Last week, South African police quizzed five members of Edgar Lungu's family in an investigation that suggests that the former president may have been poisoned. Mr. Mwembo says the move by South African investigators may have been prompted by public assertions from some individuals suggesting that the former head of state was poisoned. Speaking in the National Assembly today, Mr. Mwembo stated that government is awaiting the outcome of the investigations and will respect the process. This is a matter that has arisen from certain claims, and let the investigative wings conclude their work, said Mr. Mwembo. Meanwhile, Mr. Mwembo reaffirmed that government remains committed to repatriating the remains of the former president. He explained that the delay in repatriation and burial is due to the family not agreeing to proceed with the established procedures governing a state funeral of a former head of state. Mr. Mwembo added that once the family agrees to follow the laid down structures for a state funeral, the process of bringing back the remains and burial will proceed smoothly. Medicines Research and Access Platform MedRep Executive Director Leo Kalioka says the dismissal of former Health Minister Elijah Mchema presents an opportunity for the country to reset and strengthen strategic leadership within Zambia's health sector. Mr. Alioka said the nation needs a strategic thinker with a deep understanding of healthcare systems and policy challenges who is capable of fostering collaboration among healthcare professionals, development partners, and international stakeholders. He said that this is the time for the president to appoint a minister of health with technical expertise, strategic vision, decisiveness, and the ability to inspire confidence across the sector. While acknowledging government's significant budgetary investments and continued donor support to the health sector, there is need for strong political leadership to ensure accountability, good governance, and transformative change that matches the level of investment being made, said Mr. Lioka in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today.
We need somebody that has health expertise, that brings understanding to healthcare systems. You know, issues of policy challenges also is needed. We need a strategic thinker who has ability, you know, to develop and implement effective health strategies. As you know, that the strategic plan, you know, for the health sector from 2021 to 2026 expires this year, and so we need a strategic political thinker to inspire the sector into the next 5 years that provides hope, you know, for the people of Zambia.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has dismissed allegations circulating on social media suggesting that its officials are currently in Tanzania on a secret election benchmarking mission. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro described the claims as completely untrue, clarifying that Commissioner McDonald Chipenzi is in Zambia and has not traveled to Tanzania. Mr. Kasaro further stated that no ECZ official is in Tanzania on any mission, secret or otherwise. He has since urged members of the public to disregard these circulating claims, describing them as misinformation aimed at misleading citizens and creating unnecessary suspicion. Battlecry for Zambia founder O'Brien Mayambo has expressed concern over a video circulating on social media showing a civilian engaged in a physical confrontation with a police officer. The incident, which occurred yesterday, involved a clinical officer from Dola Teaching Hospital who was filmed fighting with a police officer. Speaking in an interview with RTV News in Lusaka today, Apostle Mayambo said such behavior must not be tolerated, stressing the need for citizens to respect men and women in uniform. If the police officer erred, the civilian should have taken a lawful and civil approach to challenge the officer's action, said Apostle Mayambo. He further emphasized the need for Zambians to remain civil when airing their grievances, warning that engaging in physical altercations could lead to serious legal consequences, including imprisonment.
On the behavior of Ndola motorists on the attack on the traffic police officer, as Battlecry for Zambia, we want to urge the public to refrain from attacking men and women in uniform, and let us always comply with the officer's instructions while driving on the road.
In African news, at least 33 miners have died in a suspected carbon monoxide leak at a lead and zinc mine in central Nigeria's Plateau State, witnesses have told the BBC. The tragedy is believed to have happened just before sunrise at a site outside the town of Wase run by the mining company Solid Unity Nigeria Limited. Toxic gas is believed to have built up underground in poorly ventilated tunnels, causing the workers to collapse just before the end of their night shift. They were discovered by those reporting to work in the morning. More than 20 other miners were rescued and rushed to the hospital for treatment. Coming up shortly, South Korea's ex-president jailed for life over martial law attempt. This and for more, stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. South Korea's ex-president Yoon Suk-yeol has been jailed for life for masterminding an insurrection by trying to impose military rule. Yoon attempted to subvert the constitution by deploying military troops to seal off the National Assembly and ordering the arrest of politicians on 3rd December 2024, a Seoul court wrote. His actions fundamentally damaged South Korea's democracy and deserves a harsh punishment, presiding judge told the court. Prosecutors have sought the death penalty. Though it was short-lived, Yoon's martial law order left the nation more polarized than ever, and those deep divisions were on full display as the sentencing took place. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Minister of Home Affairs and Internal Security Jack Mwembu has distanced the Zambian government from the decision by the South African authorities to conduct an investigation on the remains of former President Edgar Lungu in connection with alleged poisoning claims. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has dismissed allegations circulating on social media suggesting that its officials are currently in Tanzania on a secret election benchmarking mission. And at least 33 miners have died in a suspected carbon monoxide leak at a lead and zinc mine in central Nigeria's Plateau State, witnesses have told the BBC. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram X, and YouTube with the